The College Experience, Missouri Tigers against the Oklahoma Sooners. March Madness College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use the promo code March30 for 30% off the entire year of BetQL. That's BetQL promo code March30. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best college hoops bettor in the country? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free March Madness fantasy betting contest with over $8,000 in cash prizes. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise capper contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, and Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner takes all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at BetterEdge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BetterEdge, B-E-T-T-O-R, Edge.com, promo code SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, Missouri Tigers against the Oklahoma Sooners. Oh man, my name is Kobe Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And this one just should be a dandy. Let's cue up the Dundee music because this is what old Big 12 rivals. Old Big 12 rivals going at it. Let's get the Dundee music going. All right. Quanzo Martin? Oh man, Tennessee fired him, right? He can't coach, right? He only goes to Cal, does things, takes him to the tournament, then goes to Missouri, where he's had a good season. Yes, they've been up and down, but he's really ahead of schedule. You look at this team and look at the schedule, they've had great success. They beat Illinois, for Christ's sake. Look at this team. This team is playing great ball this year. All right, and Missouri is a team that went 16-9 in the regular season. They beat Oregon. They beat Wichita State. They beat Liberty. All those teams dancing, might I add. And then they had a solid run in the SEC. But at the same time, you got Lon Kruger. The Oklahoma Sooners were projected to be bad this year. No one had him in the NCAA tournament, but Lon Kruger's, he's too good of a coach. He's not just going to sit there and let them tell him how his season's going to go. No, he's going to rally up the troops, and the Sooners did just that by having a great season in the Big 12. Sure, they sputtered late. Doesn't matter. They still had a great season in the Big 12. They beat Alabama. They beat Texas. They beat Kansas. They beat a bunch of good teams this year, and that's why they're a dangerous team in March, and that's why both these teams are dancing right now, and I can't wait to watch this one. This is one of the hardest games. LSU Bonaventure and this. I originally said Georgia Tech Loyola, but now at Moses Wright's problem, no. This, even more so than LSU Bonaventure, this is the hardest game to predict on the whole thing. The whole thing. Hole 68, field of 68, this is the most toughest game to try to understand. And especially when we just got, I made up my mind, I'm on Oklahoma. But then we get news, Davion Harmon is out. COVID related issue, I think. That's their second leading scorer for the Sooners. That's not good for business. And man, this is that now you're wondering. I don't know. I got no ideas winning this thing. Sort of. I think I got you. I've been trying. So I've been deep studying here, deep diving, just trying to find out who is going to win this game. This line opened up at a pick. Now it is, I'm seeing it as Oklahoma minus one. So crazy that Oklahoma is still getting the money despite losing one of their best players. And according to Ken, let me just give you the Ken Palm rankings here, because I feel, let's try to break this thing down as a whole, guys. Well, we got the Missouri Tigers, who, like I said, they were at certain points of the year, Missouri was really good. Like they were, yes, they've lost to some teams and they almost lost to like a Bradley team. But Missouri charting at 51st, and they have the 51st best offense and the 58th best defense. Good year for Quanzo Martin. And you really, those are solid numbers, pretty balanced. And you look at the Sooners, charting at number 39, they have the 36th best offense and the 53rd best defense. So they're better at offense and defense, but that's with them assuming that, that's them with the stats with Davion Harvey. That's not the case anymore. He's not there. So you got to think those numbers got to take a hit somewhat. And then, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious how the guy that circled for me, if you're a Missouri fan, is Jeremiah Tillman. Played him in DFS a lot this year. This guy's good. He's forward. 12 points a game, 7 boards, almost a full steal, and 1.4 blocks. This is a key player in this game, in my opinion. I'll just say the bigs of Missouri, between him, Kobe Brown, and even Mitchell Smith, who gets some burn at like 21 minutes a game. Those guys are going to get those guys, I think, have an edge. They have an edge. Brady Manek, yes, he's been at OU, it seems like forever, getting 11 points a game, 5 boards. But I think Missouri has an edge on the bigs. Now, the guards, Austin Reeves, who can shoot lights out at times, him, Amaja Gibson, and Elijah Harkless. By the way, Elijah Gibson and Harkless got to step up without Harmon. Those guys got to be huge. Even Alondis Williams, those guys got to be huge. I can't emphasize that enough. But going up against Pinson and Smith, I almost think you got to favor Missouri at both spots. I just think Lon Kruger, I like Quanzo Martin a lot. I think he's a good coach. But I think Lon Kruger is so underrated. He's so underrated. Oh man, I'm still going to back Oklahoma. I think it's coming down to the final possession of the game, though. Give me Oklahoma to get it done. Going to trust the coaching, but man, and when you analyze it, especially without one of their best players, you're like, well, how are they going to get it done? I mean, Missouri's got good wins. Oklahoma's been trashed down the stretch, but I think Lon Kruger going to take some time. Get a good game plan together, and I think they find a way to get a win. Now, obviously, they got Gonzaga on deck, which isn't fun, but I don't know. Maybe they can figure something. Maybe Harmon will be ready to go by then. Who knows? I haven't seen a report on that. As a team, though, Oklahoma shooting about 75% from the free throw line. Missouri shooting at 69%. That's where I'm counting on my win. Because I'm betting this game just to bet it, but shit, this is probably the hardest game on here. Another thing is Missouri just 32% from three. Oklahoma's 34% from three, so Oklahoma has a slight edge there. They're going to need these little edges. They're going to need. They are really going to need that. Another thing is Oklahoma's the better rebounding team, despite them being a bit smaller. They've been rebounding better throughout the season. Also, just better with steals. They're a better, they just pass the ball better, and they're just better with steals. So those are little tokens, I think, that maybe can get them over the edge, but man, this is a game. Wouldn't shock me at all if Missouri won this one. This is the one I feel least comfortable about, guys. Least comfortable. Give me the Sooners to get it done, though. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Yes. Yes, yes. Even Missouri State football with Bobby Petrino in the FCS, we got you covered. We got, even if it's Southeast Oklahoma State, yes, we got you covered. Get in there, subscribe to the College Experience,
And like I said, we handicap me, my co-host Patty C and NC Nick handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing it for 4 years and we've been over 500 each and every season, individual seasons. I'm talking each college basketball season, over 500, each college football season, over 500. That's picking every game. We're way over 500 on our locks. And we give you all of that for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So it's literally a source of income. If you follow our locks, all right, it can be a source of income because okay, 1 year you'd say idiots got lucky, but 4 years in, no, we know what we're doing. Give us a follow, subscribe. If you can, go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review because we don't charge for picks. And the only thing I try to charge you for is if you can give us a review. All right. Say some nice things about us. Oftentimes sponsors say that's such a big deal. So get over there, give us a 5-star review. I'd appreciate that act of kindness. And if you do, let me know, take a screenshot of your review, tag me at the Colby D. And as an act of our kindness, I will get you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? Get on over there and do it. Give me a follow while you're at it on Twitter at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. Give him a follow. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give him a follow as well. And make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Yes, that's a lot of fun. You want to know who's going to win a bobsledding match going on in Austria? They'll probably have you covered somewhere over there. All right, guys, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. This is the way I feel. This is the way I feel.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my broke back is broken.
What a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal. My back hurts just thinking about, you know, how much money I'm going to win you. But maybe not in this game. This game is a fucking crazy game. But hey, give me the Sooners to get it done. I trust Lon Kruger. All right. This is the College Experience, Oklahoma, Missouri style. Take the Sooners -1. You better start thinking
the
about
college
yours.
Experience. And Missouri Tigers against the Oklahoma Sooners. March Madness College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256. If the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset, that's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.